Welcome to Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And since it's Friday, we're doing our weekly wine review. And this week, I broke out a different Riesling from the Pfalz region. It's funny because it starts with a P. And it's P-F-A-L-Z, Pfalz. And that's one of the well-known, really quality Riesling areas. And I really wanted this because if you followed me or followed people who talk about Riesling, it goes really, really well with Asian dishes. So I put that on my plate with some rice noodles, as a couple of spicy chicken and sweet and sour. So I definitely wanted to play that off with a Riesling. So I got this Ged Alsemann Riesling Cabernet Pfalz. So I wanted this because, you know, I was playing between an Auslese and a Spotlese, but this Cabernet was a little more drier. So they was telling me, hey, if you want something a little drier, this is something that you can get. So I wanted to say, let me try this one. Even though the Cabernet is on a lower quality level than most of the other ones that I mentioned, this is a little more troken than most. So I wanted to try this. The good thing about this is it has those flavors and aromas that I just feel good about. So I really wanted to grab this and put this as part of my delicious drinking activity with my spicy Asian meal. So let's start with, look at this color. So it's a pale yellow and or a lemony look of that. It's not as golden as most. You know, you see some of the Riesling is very, very golden, but it's light. It's got a light look on it. So let's check the aroma. Beautiful. So if you really love smelling flowers and the different kinds of aromas that comes off, this is like white flowers. You get the citrusy smell and minerals. The one thing when you get that mineral stone taste, like you go to a lake and those fresh stones that you kick up out of there, if you walk in there, you're getting a lot of that. So that's a really, really good aroma kicking in out of there. So let's jump on and see what it tastes like. So I'm always a Riesling fan. So I'm getting those really fruity, like pineapple, a little of a sweeter grapefruit. Not as much honey as I would get from the other regions, but it has just notes and flavors, or sweet apple. And that was one thing that, you know, I read too. Sweet apple, not melons, but a sweet apple and maybe a peach note. I like the pineapples because I eat pineapples so often. So that's really what I'm getting from there. But really, really good. And it's dry because it makes you want to drink it again. You know, let me put one more in my mouth. So really, really delicious. Not extremely a lot of fruity sweetness out there. It's not a lot of that. So that's what makes this one a little more interesting and has that hint of dryness. So that really works for this too. But it's a Ged, let's say this right, Ged Alsemann Riesling Cabernet from the Pfalz region of Germany. And I really, really enjoyed that. So this is like a $14.99 price point. This is a 2015 as opposed to a 2016 that they have out that you hear. So try this one out if you're into Rieslings, or if you're not into Rieslings and you order some Chinese food, some Thai food, or anything with that spice with the sweetness, this is perfect for that. So grab a Riesling and you should be able to enjoy it. Anywho, I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I appreciate you stopping by. UrbanWineLife.com. Go straight to the site and you can get all of those. Or Urban Wine Life on all podcast downloads. or Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube so you can check out the wine. Check it out, and you'll be able to see that. So if you want a closer look at that, it's the Ged Anselman Riesling Cabernet Franc. You know, got a little couple of awards on that too. You see that? Gold and everything from that. So thank you so much, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life.